Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. Time's yours at 145. Remember over the weekend when you watch that Eagles game in real time, be calling the Time's Yours line. We love great instant analysis and reaction. Time's Yours on Sundays that get aired on Mondays. 215-625-6550, the Time's Yours line for in-game reactions. We'll get to a tweet that I received yesterday I thought was interesting. We'll address that in short order. Let's talk to Mike the Mailman. What's up, Mike?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
I love your show, but I want to address a couple of Joe's points. Number one, let me start by saying I've bled green for all 59 years of my life, but they just don't have enough to beat Seattle. Mm. Number one, Joe cited the defense. Right, they've been playing a little bit better, but this is a whole different animal when you're dealing with Russell Wilson and company.
Yeah.
Number two, the home field advantage, I'll give you that. Number three, the faith in Doug. As far as I'm concerned, the verdict is still out on him. With the way that he game plans, and sometimes he goes with a game plan, it works, and then he goes away from what's working. Number four is the beating heart. In my opinion, the quarterback position is the absolute beating heart of any team. And if I'm not mistaken, last week on the final drive, there were three open receivers and three consecutive errant passes.
Yeah, that was bad.
The other things that I would like to add, the Seahawks are a fourth-quarter team, and we're not. The other wild card you got to throw in is Jadeveon Clowney. He can terrorize an offense. And with the right tackle position, the left tackle position, it's a little worrisome.
Yeah, it is.
And the other thing that you cannot look away from, this year, they're usually a home team. Seattle is undefeated on the road.
Yep.
You know, so I just don't think they have enough to do it. And I just think that, you know, this is going to define our season.
Mm. Well, listen, you lay out a case. I mean, the Seattle on the road thing's interesting, but I hope you're wrong, Mike. There's no doubt Wentz needs to be better. Give me something ridiculous.
Well, I'll give you something really ridiculous. I just hope it's not too heavy for you guys. Mm. Our homegrown actors, artists, philanthropists, however you want to classify them, will donate millions of dollars to save an obscure chameleon in the Dominican Republic. While we have tens of thousands of homeless veterans sleeping on the street.
All right, Mike, we appreciate your call and your perspective right there. Let's talk to Chris in Northeast Philly. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
So, Joe, I kind of agree with you today. I think I see a win coming this weekend. And I think the way I'm thinking about it is I haven't heard many people say this yet, but I don't know. Like last week we went into this Patriots game and the whole story was, oh, well, 2 years ago, the Patriots got beat by the Eagles and they're looking for revenge. I mean, I think Carson has the same thing going into this game. I mean, we've seen how that Seattle game went 2 years ago. I think he's going to have the fire and I think he's going to do everything he has to win. But my question regarding that is with all these receivers we got that are going to be out, which receiver is going to step up? Because one of them is going to have to. One of them is going to have at least a decent game for that to happen.
I mean, you would think Jordan, I mean, I'll just actually go outside of regular football for a moment. You would think Jordan Matthews would be a decent fantasy football play this weekend. I mean, the ball's got to come his way. It just has to. I mean, how could
Seattle's been bad against the pass, too.
Yeah, so, look, Chris.
Not that bad.
I'm worried about it. Don't
Pretty
get me
bad.
Wrong.
Not so bad right, that Jordan right. Matthews worst, is going to have a great
football against
fantasy
the pass.
But if you had Jordan Matthews on your team, wouldn't you start him? I mean, don't you think he'd get a lot of run this week?
He's going to be a volume player.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, give me something ridiculous, Chris. What do you got?
All right, as far as I'm concerned, this is probably the worst trend of this decade. I'm going with the gender reveal party.
Okay, Chris, you got it, man. Appreciate the phone call. All right, John, so I got an interesting tweet yesterday, and I thought, all right, well, let me address this on the show. Because I think, on one hand, the guy's got a worthwhile point, but on the other hand, for the most part, I disagree with where he's coming from. So let me just address this. There's a guy named Wagon on Twitter. I don't know how you come up with
are
the name
you, are
Wagon.
Are you looking at the foot stuff?
No. Did he get in today also?
The foot stuff is out of control.
This is prior to the foot stuff.
What? It's out of control.
The foot stuff is funny. I've seen a couple of those responses. Yeah, is there one that particularly
No,
there's
a lot that are particularly, yeah.
Okay. So this guy named Wagon, you got to ask yourself, who goes by the name Wagon?
This goes by the name Hammer, you might ask yourself.
He might, but I didn't give it to myself. So this guy named Wagon, here's what he writes yesterday on Twitter. He said, and his Love Joe is pure sarcasm. He goes, Love Joe during the summer kept saying Carson needs to become a pocket QB and can't go outside the pocket and get injured again. Now he's complaining that he's not running. Hypocrite. All right. Fair point to bring up. So let's dive into this for a second. So yes, in the summer, I'm sure Eagles coaches were saying, hey, Carson's got to be more careful. Got to pick your spots. Got to try to develop as a pocket quarterback. All that stuff. 100% true. It's absolutely stuff I was saying. Recent weeks, I've absolutely been saying, now in the absence of some skill position players around Carson, and knowing that he still has his athleticism, he's got to do a better job, not of becoming Randall Cunningham or Michael Vick, but he's got to do a better job of picking his spots, seeking it out a little bit more, recognizing that when you don't have your starting running back, when you don't have two of your starting wide receivers and maybe three of them, and that there's a certain point in the season where you get in a little bit of a desperate spot. This is not an 8-2 Eagles team. This is a 5-5 Eagles team where you say, okay, now I've got to be a little more assertive. And yes, maybe it makes me a little bit more injury prone, but I got to go for it because this team this year in this spot requires it at 5-5. And I think, and I've said similar things in recent weeks when they were 5-4 or 4-4 or whatever, I think that's fair. Now, John, you and James, if you think that I'm hypocritical by developing that thought, you can tell me if you think I am. I think I'm just being wise, recognizing this team needs it. This team right now needs Carson to try to seek out, you know, a couple runs, maybe try to grab two first downs by the legs, which he used to do and doesn't do much anymore. John, am I a hypocrite for having that opinion?
I think football doesn't work this way. Like, you really think he's going to go out there, plan to just take off and run on dropbacks? Like, hey, I don't care what the coach is called. I'm going to look for my chances to just go and run and gain first downs against the...
That's right. By the way, the answer to your question is affirmative.
Against the structure of the offense. Like, rather than let the offense work for me like Doug says I should,
I'm not saying abandon
the
offense.
I'll go against the offense and just take off and run instead of looking to throw.
I'm not saying abandon the offense. Sean, wouldn't you admit that Carson has on purpose stayed in the pocket more since the last two injuries? Would you say that's true? I mean, I think it's 100% true, but would you disagree with that?
Yeah, I do disagree with
you
that.
You disagree? You don't think he has sought out staying in the pocket more?
I think that, no, he's
wow,
not.
Boy.
He has not sought out staying in the pocket more than what? I mean, what are you talking about?
Than he did in the earliest years of his career.
He will take off and try to gain a first down in certain situations if there's man coverage and there's an opening. I don't think he did that in this last game.
He hasn't done it for much of this year. I mean, he's 10 games in. It's not something he's really looking at. It's just,
I felt like this last game,
and I understand
if
why.
That's going to happen,
hurt. He got hurt.
Maybe against all that man, it could have happened more. But I didn't see opportunities like you're talking about. Like, I don't think this is something. The NFL game, these athletes on that other side of the ball, those defenders are so fast. They're so ferocious. They're so scary, downright scary. It's not something that you take lightly. Like, hey, I'm just going to go out there and go for a little jaunt every once in a while and get some first downs for my team. Like, working outside the structure of the offense like that, someone like Lamar Jackson can do it. What are you asking a 6'5", 245-pound quarterback to go and just run for first downs?
He's not Pete.
When
he's,
they're not called,
he's not a guy.
That's
with,
crazy.
He's not a statue. This guy can move. This guy is a plus athlete.
He can move.
He is a real plus athlete.
He can move. Do you realize what that means? A quarterback who can move means he can move.
Okay.
Like, half the speed of the people across the ball from him.
Yeah, well, listen, I believe in that guy's athleticism. I think he'd be wise
to
use
it. So do I. He's athletic. He can move and avoid sacks.
Yeah, but when
I'm not saying go run for first downs all the time.
James, you want to see Carson run a little more?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I've been trying to say it, and people, they don't hear it enough. But I'm working on you, buddy. This team, this game right now requires it. You're down three receivers, maybe, certainly two, or at least we think two. It needs it. Hey, coming up.
Listen, just, if you drop back and everyone's got their back to you, and you know these receivers aren't going to catch it anyway, if they're, I mean, this could be something they bring up in meetings, like, hey, check this out. We're going to freeze frame it. You've got the entire defense, 15 yards downfield. Here's a chance where you could have tucked it and just make a dive for a first down.
Yep.
Maybe that's what they're coaching. Maybe they're coaching that up now. I don't know. But I'm saying I don't think you can have it this way. Right. I do think watching the Bills, watching Josh Allen inspired something where he was doing it temporarily, and it sparked something in you where you feel like that's a gimme
and they won the game.
All the time.
And they won the game.
It's not that easy.
And they won the game.
Yeah, but Joe, it doesn't just work like that.
I know,
like,
it's not,
hey,
just
you know
that
what?
Simple.
I'm going to plan
John,
to go out there and just run.
You can you can have it in your mind. Come on, you can. He's had it in his mind not to run, and it's made him a lesser player. That's obvious.
Well, he was running against the Bills.
Right? I understand. That's one game out of 10. That's probably the only one this year.
He didn't. I don't think he has it in his mind not to run.
Well,
I think he has it in his mind to do what he's being coached to do, which at times is very structured. I think too much so, and that works against him.
All right, drop of the week coming up shortly. Let's talk to Tim in Upper Chichester. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Great.
Wonderful.
Awesome, awesome. So I want to go with my ridiculous thing first because it's going to take a little setup. So you're 15 minutes from home, you're driving home, and suddenly you realize you've got to use the restroom.
Oh, boy.
And
by the way, the answer is McDonald's. I've probably done it 100 times. I probably average.
No way.
Maybe not 100. I probably have done it 50 times. I probably average about two a year in the last 20 years.
Are you
McDonald's
kidding
me? Is the perfect place.
Wait
a second. You walk in right to the bathroom.
Hold on.
No one bothers you. No one asks you any questions.
Hold
you
on.
Walk right back out.
You,
simple.
That happens to you
I did it last
often?
Week. John, I did it last week.
Why does this happen to you often? I can't tell you the last time. Tim, does this happen to you a lot?
I'm just in awe. I'm in awe as usual.
Yeah, me too. Joe, it's not supposed to happen like that. I cannot tell you. I swear to you. Maybe when I was 7, I had to ask my dad, hey, like on a drive to Canada, hey, could we pull over because I have to, relieve myself.
Oh, my God.
Not since then.
I did it coming back from our practice last week. We went to the high school practice.
You've got
to
be kidding me.
I had to put it in my phone. Search out McDonald's.
Joe.
What
this
the
is
hell
bad.
Did I start?
All right, Tim, go ahead. Go ahead.
You're sick.
I'm aware of that.
You're very sick.
I'm working on it. Believe me.
I cannot believe what the hell I started. I probably shouldn't have called. Okay. So you're every minute you get closer to home, your body, the feeling gets worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your brain tells the rest of your body, hey, we're almost there. We got to really get this feeling ramped up so you feel as bad as possible. That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm with you. I can remember. I mean, back to when I was 7 and that happened.
Man. So, Eagles points. I'm not optimistic for Sunday. I think the defense is going to have a hard time with Russell. I don't see any offense whatsoever. But in the last few games, I've been watching kind of close. I've been watching Carson. I like Carson. I'm going to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like any pass that actually is caught, which is a joke, but any pass that actually is caught is targeted directly to the player. Have you guys noticed he doesn't seem to lead his receivers?
I have noticed that, yes.
What's the reasoning for that? What do you think?
Noticed that.
I think his.
What are you talking about?
I think he likes to see what he's throwing at, and doesn't have that anticipatory sort of instinct that can lead a guy to catch and run as effectively as some of the elite quarterbacks in pro football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just noticing, like, you're not seeing guys go across the middle where he's leading them on the throw. It just feels like he's targeting and he hits the right.
Guys, I really don't see what you're talking about. He leads guys. I mean, I can think of a few plays where he's thrown it behind guys also. But acting like Carson can't lead guys on...
I'm not saying he can. I'm saying it's all about percentages. I don't think he does it as effectively as some of the great quarterbacks in pro football.
Well, part of the problem is you have to have guys running open order to throw it.
That is part of the problem. I agree with you on that. All right, let's get to the drop of the week, something we came up with, about 5-6 months ago. It's a segment we enjoy, best of the best, some silly, absurd stuff from this week. Here we go, drop of the week. James, what do we got today?
All right, let's dive in. I don't even remember what this was or why it was, but Richie did this.
Ha, 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 ha.
I don't know what that
was
either.
Ha, 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 ha.
I don't know either.
Either. That was something.
Okay.
All right, we had some jingles earlier in the week. Richie contributed.
Get your skis shined up. Grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is gonna move you.
Well done.
It was
That's
well
a great song.
It's a great song. Yeah, and he did another.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Okay, nice.
Nice.
Not too bad.
Okay.
All right, we rarely have these, but it happened on our show, so we said it could. Doug Peterson making his first appearance at Drop of the Week.
In every circumstance, and previously played for the Eagles.
Well, when you look at the... kind of the big picture league-wide of all the...
Now, the context, for those, if you don't know, that was when Doug was asked a question. Since Howie's not talking, we'll ask you a personnel question about having all the old players back. And so Doug was clearly uncomfortable.
Nothing to do with it.
And I think that's a pretty good one.
Channeled is in there, Andy Reid.
Yeah, you got to shorten that up, obviously.
Yeah, I need the throat clear and
stuff. Yeah, but that's really good.
All right, Joe, you wanted to see these from Carson Wentz.
Give me an Omaha!
That's right.
You
Omaha.
Mean Omaha?
Ha, at the end. There.
Omaha. Yep.
All right. You also talked about Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Peterson.
Oh, yeah, that
was good. That was your best impression.
That's exactly what I thought. I think.
Peterson.
It's your best impression.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, I wasn't here for this, but Joe, you did a chant.
Yeah. That's right, baby.
He might get to double
West
digits.
Wing. West
no, he
wing.
Might get to
West
double
wing.
Digits.
West
it
wing.
Is. Very nice.
West
no, he
wing.
Might get to
West
double
wing.
Digits.
West wing.
Oh, my God.
Listen, let me tell you something. Ben Simmons is on pace for about 7 3-pointers.
West wing.
So
West
he's only
got to
double the pace, and then John's got to watch West wing entirety.
What makes you think he'll double his pace?
John,
that's crazy.
He's hell unhappy with Richie
would
be Ben.
An unbelievable turn of events.
Oh, it would be beautiful.
Turn of events. This is not going to be a turn of events.
John, it really could happen.
He made 1 3-pointer. What are you talking
all
about?
All he's got to do is take them. That's all he's got to do.
Yeah, that's all he's got to do. How about making them?
If he takes one a game, he gets
guess
the 14
Guess what happens if he tries another?
Oh, God. One a game? He just took his first ever.
I understand that.
He's taken one in one game ever.
He took one or two last year, I think.
They were the halftime.
He's had like one or two regular 3-pointers.
He's been in the NBA for 4 years.
I'm aware.
He's made one.
Okay, well, I stand by my West Wing comment. James?
Right. Joe, earlier today, you struggled with a word. Sure.
Entrepreneur. How do you say that name? That word, entrepreneur.
Wait, why don't you say it?
I always struggle with this one.
Oh, yeah.
Entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. I got it, right? Entrepreneur.
Wow.
I nailed it. Entrepreneur.
You did nail it. Pregnant pause in there.
That was a Ray Dittinger level pause right there, except not nearly the wisdom coming after.
That's true.
All right, last one. It's always my favorite when Joe says things and has no idea he said them.
It only lasted a couple minutes.
Oh, no! Really?
It only lasted a couple minutes. Listen,
whoops.
At least it was minutes. You know what I'm saying? It only lasted a couple minutes.
At least there was right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well done.
So you don't.
Good
you don't,
job,
you,
Joe.
James.
All right,
James
I got one
even,
more. I have one more for you. I wasn't here for it. This is a Joe DeCamera request. Not really how we do this.
Wait,
but...
wait, wait, wait. Yeah, I have a request.
I'll do it for him. West? I'll do it for him. It's a request.
Yeah, well, Richie makes requests all the time. Let me have a request.
That's fair. He's got a request.
Hey, go ahead.
One of our callers, Darren in South
who
Philly.
Who hates me, by the way. Darren.
Wants to give Darren Joe some grief.
Darren hates me, and he had a very praiseworthy
so
thing to
Joe
say.
Joe wanted me to highlight this.
Yeah. I give you a lot of shtick, but you are sports-wise, you do have a lot of knowledge, and please don't cut that audio that I said that.
Thank you. Say a compliment from Darren.
Against Darren's wishes.
So thank you. So what are we going with?
Nothing to do with that. I mean, we know what we're going with.
Yeah. I'd go with Doug. Oh, no.
Over this?
It only lasted a couple minutes.
No way.
Yes.
Winner.
That is a
lock it in
killer drop.
You guys say
very universally applicable.
Let's go to Sean in King of Prussia. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good afternoon, Richie.
Hi.
Shelter, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
First time caller this week. 22nd time or something like that overall, 27.
There you go.
Stopped counting after 12.
That's true.
But, so.
By the way, can I just say something speaking of counting? When Howard Eskin a couple years ago had his, what was it, 5,000th show or 10,000th show or 15,000th show, like, do you think it was really that number? I mean, I'm just saying, it just seemed to me a little fishy. Like, I wouldn't know how many shows I've done. Like, how did Howard really know it was his 10,000th
show? Well,
which
was it? Was it 5 or 10?
Well, I don't know. Whatever
15,
one it was. But,
it still seems improbable.
Yeah, it seems rather improbable.
You can't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Not as fishy as that Beat the Hammer record.
Oh, that's
true.
That's straight up 108 and 13, my man.
No, it's not. It's not straight up. What about the unsanctioned?
Well, that's true. Mickey,
in quotes.
Well, Mickey Morandini, that was a fraudulent loss. Anyway, Sean, what do you got here on the birds, man?
What about me and Carlin?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get Richie's opinion here. Now, I know a lot of people said last week, you know, oh, our defense looked so great, so we have, you know, that to work with. Well, our defense is going to be totally different this weekend because we got Russell Wilson back there and not Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we're going to be playing a lot of contain, no? Keep him from running outside the pockets, which means it's going to leave Fletcher Cox in there to fend off be double teamed at every play like he normally is, but he's going to have to do a lot of extra work, or our linebacker's going to have to step up and stop that run, or are we going to contain with the linebackers?
The DNs, when they get upfield, they're going to have to do a great job of keeping that outside arm free at all times, and that sort of limits your ability to really get after a quarterback. You know, if you've got two things on your mind, it's not just, I'm going to go pin my ears back and get this guy. It's, I'm going to get him while trying to make sure no one gets outside of me. It makes it tougher. In terms of, like, the linebackers, I think we're going to have to keep one of those guys designated at all times to mirroring Russell Wilson, do whatever Russell does.
Sean, what do you got here for something ridiculous?
Well, besides Jordan Matthews going off this weekend in fantasy.
What if he does?
I'll tell you something ridiculous. When Jordan Matthews catches the random pass every once in a while and spins the ball like he's, you know, some Hall of Famer. Let me spin the ball. Anyway, go ahead.
That's true.
Okay, so about 2 years ago, I'm, getting cozy in the morning, Sunday morning, I think, or Saturday morning, I think it was. And, I got my popcorn ready. Flip CBS on, or no, Fox on to watch some college basketball, and I hear the NBA NBC music for college basketball.
It's such a great answer because it's such a bad thing. Sean, appreciate the call. The NBA on NBC theme being on Fox College Hoops is a disgrace. It really is.
I don't think it is.
A disgrace.
That is so harsh.
It
though.
Is.
Come on.
It's just awful.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
I mean,
why
not use it more?
It's a great song.
Why don't you just start SportsCenter with the Nightline theme? Why don't we just start our show with the Nightline theme? Just, you know, why not?
I mean, we probably could if you want to.
I mean,
why
not? We probably could, but it'd be ridiculous. It'd be.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because it'd be ripping off the Nightline. I mean, Nightline was a great show. It's nonsensical. But maybe we'll do it, actually. Maybe we'll give it a thought.
I have no problem with this at all.
I don't like it at all. Joe to Cameron, John Reggie, time's yours. Coming up next. Hey, when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates, and you want to do it fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Used by over 3 million businesses. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, make sure you accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.